Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. You've just stepped into middle management, and you might be asking yourself, what did I just get myself into? You might be filled with self-doubt. You might be lacking confidence. You might be questioning everything you just did in order to take that promotion. Today's episode, we're going to dive in to help you identify those unique challenges of leading from the middle so that you can reframe your self-doubt, overcome that potential imposter syndrome, and grow your skills to be confident, calm, and collected as you are now a leader of leaders. Let's dive in. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. You're not alone. That voice of self-doubt has crept in to my brain and millions of other people's brains every time you potentially get a promotion, and it's called imposter syndrome. It shows up loud. It shows up the loudest when you're managing from the middle and you're a first-time leader of leaders. You're juggling the direction from above. You're trying to influence your group of leaders to influence their teams. You are now at that pivot point between senior leadership and first-line managers, and that is probably the most difficult leadership's position to be in. I personally found it the most difficult because you are not on the senior leadership team, but you have to be able to influence up, understand their message, understand the direction that the company or organization is going. And you're not a direct line supervisor, so to speak, of people who are actually executing the work. You are leading a team of leaders who are the first line supervisors. So you have to be able to bridge the gap between company mission and vision and collective purpose and how your team is executing work and leading others. So you are now working in this system approach to leading people. So let's quiet that voice, not with empty affirmations, but with facts, with tools, with tactics to help you build real earned self-confidence, because you are now in this position, you've earned it and you belong there. Let's get you there. The first thing I want to offer you: head over to drwilliamramey.com, download your free guide to building unshakable confidence as a team leader. This guide will help walk you through how to build consistency, authenticity, and raise your self-awareness so that you can lead at your very best time and time again. I've used this methodology. It's research-backed. Trust me, you're going to want to head over there, download that free guide. It'll help you out, especially as you step into this new position. Let's get into things here. Self-doubt is normal, but it's not the whole truth. Many middle managers feel inadequate, not because they're failing, but because you're leveling up. So this discomfort is part of the stretch. So now you may have this self-imposed image of what you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to know and how you're supposed to be able to influence from a position of informal authority, but you're still focusing down and in on your team, but you're supposed to be able to look up and out and work with senior leaders. Well, guess what? Leading from the middle takes a whole new set of leadership tools. What got you here won't get you there. Remember that old adage? So you've got to learn to lead a little bit differently, because now your responsibility is bringing teams together, teams of teams, and to understand and bridge the gap from senior leadership down to the echelon of work being done. And research shows that the majority of first and mid-level managers experience imposter syndrome, but the best ones learn how to work through it. I remember my very first time being in middle management. I actually took the job. I moved across the country. I took the job And it was my first time being a leader who led leaders. It was a difficult transition. I thought, well, geez, I'm not familiar with the operation, and I did not get promoted from within. I was an outside hire. So I was combating that self-doubt in my head. I was trying to understand the area because I didn't grow up in the area. I didn't live in the area. I moved here from thousands of miles away. So I was trying to acclimate to the region. And the only thing that was familiar really was, you know, kind of some of the leadership principles I had with my direct team. I had five subordinate supervisors that reported directly to me. It was my first time having a staff of people. So I went from being a team leader to a leader of leaders, you know, in a blink of an eye. And it's like, I felt like I was in a snow globe that got shook. So what I was going through is probably common to most people. What I felt back on, right, initially was doing the work instead of coaching others. I was spending a lot of time with my team leaders, team members, to understand what they were doing. I was trying to build relationships and understand processes. I was spending time with, you know, my subordinate leaders as well to understand who they were and what they were doing. And I was getting pulled in a bunch of different directions from my peers who were trying to help me understand the process. It took me about 120 days to really get acclimated to the situation. And that's where really, when you have this switch, you know, three key things to work on so that you don't fall into the trap of just being like this superhero first line leader who's trying to lead four or five teams at one time instead of being a leader of those leaders. You know, learn your subordinate leaders' roles, responsibilities, and their processes, but also build relationships with your peers, because now you're in middle management. You've got to be able to be a cross team leader, a cross team collaborator. So you've got to learn and be curious about what's going on to your left and right so that you know where your team fits into the grand scheme of things. Learn your key performance indicators so you know exactly what you're being measured against. And have a conversation with your senior leader, your boss, to have an understanding of what success looks like from their perspective. So you start to build this whole 360-degree look of leading a team. And then really step back and try to understand, okay, what processes are in place for communication, access to information, clarity in roles, and review of productivity and performance, and then really focus on those systems and getting them in place. That's what worked for me. The next thing that you may be up against here as a new middle manager is focusing on the facts. Confidence isn't hype, it's evidence. Write down your achievements. Reflect on the skills and decisions that you had that made those achievements happen. So instead of brushing off success as luck, name what you did to earn those wins. Use the data, use the information you have to help you reclaim some of that lost confidence. I experienced this firsthand. You know, when I took the job on, my first job, again, leading a team of leaders, being a middle manager, you know, I was asked if I knew somebody. I was asked if I was related to somebody. Nobody really believed that an outside hire came here to middle management directly. And that shook my confidence a bit. That shook me to the core. I thought, geez, well, if that never happens, if maybe they're right, how did I get here? What did I do? Maybe I was just lucky. Maybe someone misread my resume and I slipped one past the goalie, so to speak, right? But you know, what I did was I looked back on my career and I looked at my accomplishments. I looked at my achievements. I looked at, you know, how I felt when my team succeeded as a first line leader. And I really dove into how can I help coach leaders to have a very similar experience, a very similar feeling? How do I coach them to win? How do I coach them to lead their teams? Because my achievement as a middle manager is making sure that my team leaders are successful and that my team leaders are recognizing their team members. So that distance between where I'm leading from and the work being done is greater, but my impact is a lot broader. And I knew that I had leaders above me who I wanted to emulate. I had a core meta skills, empathy, emotional intelligence, adaptability that helped that I could carry with me into this position. And I had a growth mindset and curiosity to learn. So that allowed me to lead with more humility. That really opened those doors up and helped me bring my confidence back into alignment. I knew who I was. I knew what I could accomplish by looking back in the past, and I knew what I wanted to bring to this new position here. That really helped me stand myself back up and dust me back off. So remember, challenge the beliefs that hold you back. Think about, what's one rule about success that's stressing you out? What is one self-imposed thought or image that you have conjured up in your head about what success means to you, or that what you think success should mean to you, right? Like, maybe it's leaders never ask for help. Leaders know they can go on without asking for help and do it alone. That's false. Or maybe it was, if I was good enough, I wouldn't feel this unsure. And that's why I'm not feeling, you know, sure of myself, because I'm not really good enough. Well, that's not true either. You are good enough. You're doing something new. You have the ability to learn. Ask for help. Take some time to find out what are some of those self-imposed definitions or images of success, and how are they false? Scratch them out, and then go find somebody, a trusted peer, a mentor, somebody who's been there before ahead of you, and have a conversation with them. Find somebody who you respect, who defies those rules, and ask them, how are they measuring success? How are they viewing success in their role in their life? And chances are, what you'll see that belief that you had, that stereotype that you had, is absolutely false. It's a false story that somebody was telling themselves. It's not a fact. So go seek out those mentors, go seek out those rebels, those mavericks, so to speak, and ask them, how are they defining success, and see if that it helps you get back into alignment with what success truly means as a middle manager in your career. And so for me, I didn't truly start excelling until I started having those real talk conversations with people. I truly didn't start believing in myself and opening myself up until I started working with a executive coach. And working with an executive coach allowed me to take a very introspective look into myself, to have the conversation about what was truly holding me back, the feeling and the doing, and to marry that up with action plans and actionable steps and incremental steps to make the change I wanted to make, to strive towards the goals I wanted to accomplish, to remove the roadblocks in my way, to acknowledge those feelings and emotions along the way so that I could lead at my very best. So I would highly encourage you to find an executive coach, or, you know, find a tool that you can utilize to help you self-develop along the way. The one-on-one conversations that you have with a mentor, with a coach, with whatever tool you might be using, whatever resource you might find helpful, is going to help you unlock what's upstairs so you can step into this new role with confidence and lead at your very best. It truly did help me. It helped change me and level up in a way that I never thought possible. All right, one more thing here that we have is to claim your strength. So stop focusing on your weaknesses. Start focusing on your strengths. I learned this early on, is that if I focus on my weakness, unless it's truly detrimental or a career killer type weakness, focusing on trying to turn my weakness into a strength is an act of futility. Focusing on being able to utilize my strengths in more situations on a broader use is a better use of my time, my energy, and my effort. Balance yourself out with your team with someone who's got complementary strengths to you. So you know where your weaknesses are. Find people who have those, your weaknesses, as their strengths. And that's where you ask for help. That's where you seek support. That's where you look at truly collaborating and cooperating with one another, to be able to lead teams in a way that's more productive, more effective, more efficient. Practice some authentic self-advocacy. Share your wins with your team. Share your wins with your boss. Start to build this up over time. When you celebrate those wins, when you celebrate those accomplishments, look at what attributes could you attribute to those, and how did you play to your strengths? How did your team play to their strengths? What weaknesses may have showed up, and how can you shore those up by utilizing different voices, different people within your team? And the last thing for you I have here, and this is one that I shy away from and I still work on today, I still shy away from it, is networking strategically and your view on networking. Confidence grows faster in a community. Surround yourself with a community of people, mentors, peers who may have an outside industry experience. Build a network of champions, and make it about the relationships that you're building, where you can feel comfortable asking for help and giving help. This reframe really helped me take networking from this cringy, salesy type feel to an actual organic, natural conversation and relationship building, you know, type thing. So what I found was that you know, networking is not about schmoozing. It's not about quid pro quo. It's not about what can I do for you? Here's what you can do for me. When I sat myself down, my coach actually asked me, well, what would you want a conversation to look like? And I said, I'd want it to feel like a natural conversation, like I was talking to a longtime friend, like I was talking to a close personal friend of mine. And she said to me, well, what's stopping you from feeling that way? And so we laid it all out. We talked about that for probably, 15 to 20 minutes of what I thought the purpose of a conversation was, what I thought the intent was supposed to be. And she helped me really see that when you're in a networking situation and you're really trying to meet people, just have it be about that. Have it be about the people that you're meeting. Build those relationships organically, build those bonds over time. And then you'll have people around you that want to champion your work. You'll have people around you that want to see you succeed. And most importantly, you'll have the opportunity to help others succeed. I tell you, it's worth it. I just experienced it here recently. Taking a step back and realizing I've got a whole crew of community around me in Northeast PA that wants to see me succeed, that's helpful. And I've gotten that back to me that, Will, you're consistent, you show up. Thank you so much for supporting my work as well. That feels good and that feels natural. It's more of who I am. So think about who you are, how you build relationships, and just swap networking with relationship building. It'll help you reframe that. And as a middle manager, it'll help you take off and build your confidence. So the truth is you're more ready than you think you are. And that middle management is tough, but it's also the place where great leadership starts to really come alive and really be forged, because you're going to test leading down and in. You're going to test leading from in a position of informal authority. You're going to test your ability to lead up and influence up to those senior leaders. So your next step right now, write down three strengths that you've used to succeed so far. Share one of them in a conversation this week, whether it be with one of your team members that you're mentoring, that you're coaching, or with your boss when you're out there seeking feedback. Own your wins, use your voice. And the truth is, you're not faking it till you make it. You're building it one step at a time. You're building your confidence one action, one step, one approach at a time each and every day. Get out there and get after it. And to accelerate your growth, head over to drwilliamramey.com, download your free 5-step guide to building unshakable confidence so that you can lead at your very best. You can log your success. You can use proven research with a positive mindset each and every day. I'm going to share what's worked for me, and I hope that it will work for you as well. You won't be sorry that you went over there. Okay. Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. If you enjoyed today's episode, like, comment, download, share that episode with your fellow leaders so that everybody has the opportunity to learn, grow, and lead at their very best. If you want to keep the conversation going, head over to LinkedIn and connect with me, Dr. William Ramey. On Instagram, you can find me at Leadership Decoded Pod or at WillRamey1. And let's keep this conversation going, because I love helping leaders learn to lead and build positive teams. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you the next time you press play.